WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to The Stoic Way. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and if you're tuning in today, chances are you've probably had a little bit of trial and tribulation pop up in your life lately. I mean, let's be honest, who hasn't? Life throws curveballs, some bigger than others, and sometimes it feels like we're just trying to keep our heads above water. But here's the thing, my friends, those challenges, those rough patches, they don't have to define us. In fact, they can be incredible opportunities for growth if we approach them the right way. And that's exactly what we're diving into today, building inner strength through trials and tribulations. Because let me tell you, when you come out on the other side, you'll be a stronger, more resilient version of yourself. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Easier said than done, Madison. And trust me, I get it. But the truth is, there are some powerful Stoic principles that can help us navigate those tough times with grace and even find meaning in the midst of chaos. So buckle up, because we're about to explore 5 key takeaways that can seriously level up your resilience game. First up, acceptance. This isn't about being a doormat, okay? It's about acknowledging reality for what it is, without fighting against it. Ever had one of those days where everything just seems to go wrong? Instead of getting caught in a spiral of frustration and anger, take a deep breath and say, okay, this is happening. What can I do about it? Sometimes, the best thing we can do is simply accept what's out of our control and focus on what we can influence. Next, focus on what you can control. This is huge. We tend to get bogged down by things we can't change, other people's opinions, traffic jams, the weather, but that energy could be channeled into something more productive. Think about your thoughts, your actions, your reactions. You have power over those. Channel that energy into making positive changes in your life, one step at a time. Thirdly, reframe your perspective. This is where Stoicism really shines. Instead of seeing challenges as setbacks, try to view them as opportunities for growth. Remember that muscle analogy? When you lift weights, it's not about the pain, it's about building strength. Same with life. Every obstacle we overcome makes us stronger, wiser, more capable. Number 4. Practice gratitude. Seriously, this one can be a game changer. It sounds simple, but taking time to appreciate the good things in your life, even the small ones, can shift your entire mindset. When you're focusing on what you have, instead of what you lack, negativity has less power over you. And finally, build resilience through self-discipline. This means sticking to your values, even when it's tough. It means making healthy choices, even when you feel tempted to give in. Think of it like training for a marathon. It takes consistent effort and dedication. The more you practice self-discipline, the stronger your inner resolve becomes. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're facing that big presentation at work, your heart is racing, palms are sweating, and all you want to do is run for the hills. This is where our Stoic tools come in handy. First, accept the butterflies, they're natural. Then, focus on what you can control, your preparation, your delivery, your message. Reframe this as a chance to shine, to show off your skills and knowledge. Practice gratitude for the opportunity to learn and grow. And finally, stick to your values of being prepared, confident, and authentic. See, even in that high-pressure situation, you can find strength and clarity by applying these principles. You're not just surviving, you're thriving. So remember, my friends, life is a journey filled with both sunshine and storms. It's how we navigate those storms that defines us. By embracing the Stoic way, accepting what we can't control, focusing on what we can, reframing our perspective, practicing gratitude, and building resilience through self-discipline, we can emerge from even the toughest trials stronger, wiser, and more prepared to face whatever comes next. Ready to level up your life? Share this episode with a friend who needs a little Stoic inspiration. Leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. It helps others discover the Stoic way, and join the conversation on social media. I'm always here for you, cheering you on every step of the way. Until next time, keep striving for inner peace and remember, you are capable of anything.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.